John Taylor joins us from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. And the news of the day certainly affects money and investments. Certainly does, John.
Yeah, good morning. And, of course, kind of a somber note this morning as we all think about maybe where we were this time of the day 12 years ago. Of course, this is the 12th anniversary of 9-1-1. There'll be a number of events planned around the country and in New York City to honor those that fell on that day. Yesterday, the stock market had an incredibly good day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up about 127 points. The futures are flat this morning. And speaking of the Dow, it's kind of interesting. There was a huge shakeup announced in the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday. Now, the Dow, which is the one we normally refer to when we say the market's up or down 50 points or whatever, it's only really 30 stocks. It's kind of an archaic and old index. It's made up of only 30 stocks, and the stocks are weighted based upon price per share. Well, yesterday, Dow announces the biggest shakeup in maybe over a decade. They're going to remove three companies, Alcoa, Hewlett-Packard, Bank of America. Why? Because their stock prices are low. They average about $14 a share. Going to replace them with Nike, Visa, and Goldman Sachs because their stock prices average much higher than that. This is all going to happen after the close of business on Friday, September the 20th. Now, the three stocks that are being removed only represent about 3% of the index amounts, that is the total weight, and the ones going in there will represent about 15%. But this is, as I mentioned, the biggest shakeup that we've seen in over a decade. Now, this S&P 500 is really the one that most money's tied to and indexed to anyway, so may not have a big effect, but does kind of show a changing of the guard in terms of the ones that are out and the ones that are in. Yesterday, we talked about the fact that it was going to be a big day for Apple. Well, that day ended up being a bust, and it's going to be another ugly day this morning. If you're an Apple stockholder, you may want to stay in bed an extra hour or two. Yesterday, Apple, at their big media event, announced two new phones, one being a very inexpensive phone, the 5S, the 5C. Will sell for $99 a share. $99 per phone, trying to get into to access the poor emerging markets. And then the upgrade of the more expensive phone, the iPhone 5S, it's going to have all kinds of new things, new colors. It's going to have a fingerprint scanner so that you can unlock it with just your finger. But the market was unimpressed. Yesterday, Apple stock down 2%. Now, in our version of While You Were Sleeping last night, there was an announcement made in China by Apple, and they have finally received a license to run their iPhones on China Mobile. This will give them access to 700 million new subscribers, but the market doesn't like that either. In fact, Apple stock is down another 2% this morning before the market opens. One analyst says, quote, that Apple has gone from being an innovator to an emulator, and that these products are just copycats, and it's not enough catalyst to move the market, and that's clearly the case. We continue to see a collapse in mortgage applications. We talked about this yesterday as the major mortgage companies lay off people, close offices, Bank of America, Wells Fargo. Well, it's because of rising interest rates, because of Mr. Bernanke talking about tapering. In fact, the Mortgage Bankers Association tell us that applications for mortgages fell another 13.5% last week. The refi index was down 28%. Average rate for a 30-year mortgage, 4.8%. Average rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage guaranteed by FHA, 4.56%. Still a great rate by historical standards, but well over a percentage point higher than it was before Mr. Bernanke started his jawboning. But here's some good news to end on. The Energy Information Administration says that U.S. domestic oil production is skyrocketing and accelerating faster than even was expected. They say that U.S. oil production this year will be at 15.1%, up another almost 13% next year. It will raise it to the highest level since 1986. And here's the really good news. The administrator of the EIA says that net crude oil imports will meet just 29% of U.S. demand in 2014, the stuff that we're buying from other countries, importing, down from 60% in 2005. That's a miraculous change. Lowest level of U.S. market share for imports since 1985, primarily because, of course, of the new energy that's been discovered by new technologies and being extracted from shale deposits around the country. Great news. Should have a significant effect upon us long-term, and also encourage insourcing instead of outsourcing. That is, we're seeing a resurgence of manufacturing jobs coming back to the United States, part of that being driven by this new energy.
Well, we sure need that, John, and the good news yesterday of an additional firm coming to Fort Smith. All of that working together. We appreciate your reports each day.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, John Taylor from Stern, AG & Leach. Now, you may have a question of something he brought up, or you may have something in your financial situation you'd like to discuss with him based on something he has mentioned. You can call him at 479-782-2527. Visit with him at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith, or email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.